This is Michael Josephson of the Josephson Institute of Ethics. There's a poem circulating on the internet about a woman who bought some cookies and a book at an airport and sat down to read and nibble while waiting for her plane. Soon she noticed that a man sitting next to her casually took a cookie from the bag in between them. The lady was shocked but remained silent, seething as this man, without the slightest sign of shame or gratitude, quietly helped himself, matching her consumption cookie for cookie. When there was only one cookie left, she watched in amazement as he picked it up, smiled at her, and as if he were being gracious, broke the cookie in half. He ate one half and gave her the other. She congratulated herself for maintaining her cool and saying nothing to this rude cookie thief. Later, when she was settling in her seat on the plane, she rummaged through her purse and discovered the bag of cookies she purchased still unopened. The moral message is contained in the closing stanza. "If mine are here," she moaned with despair, "then the others were his, and he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief." Being sure is not the same thing as being right. Certainty without humility can lead to self-righteousness that distorts our view and understanding of the world and of people. Humility does not require that we are equivocal or doubtful about our deepest convictions, about religion and right or wrong. What it asks of us is that we hold and even advocate our beliefs without dismissing the possibility that others may be right too, or as in the cookie case, instead. For KNX 1070, this is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.